Hello and welcome. And thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T. Glad to be back with you for another episode of The Best Hour here on blogtalkradio.com/course mastery. You can also find us on our website, truethought.org, for True Thought Spiritual Community, which is our ministry. And I'm joined today by my lovely wife, Reverend A. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's good to see you here.
I'm happy to be here.
We're going to be discussing lesson 328 and A Course in Miracles workbook lessons today as we continue through the end of the year here to get through these 365 lessons. So before we begin, let's join together for a brief moment of silence and let's take a good deep breath.
I choose the second place to gain the first. What seems to be the second place is first, for all things we perceive are upside down until we listen to the voice of God. It seems that we will gain autonomy, but by our striving to be separate, and that our independence from the rest of God's creation is the way in which salvation is obtained. Yet all we find is sickness, suffering, and loss and death. This is not what our Father wills for us, nor is there any second to His will. To join with His is but to find our own. And since our will is His, it is to Him that we must go to recognize our will.
There is no will but yours, and I am glad that nothing I imagine contradicts what you would have me be. It is your will that I be wholly safe, eternally at peace, and happily I share that will which you, my Father, gave as part of me. I choose the second place to gain the first. And so it is. Again, let's join together for a brief moment of silence. Well, you know, I have to admit that for almost all of my life in this incarnation, as I recognized it, I didn't really recognize or even imagine that I could be communicated with internally. You know, in my mind, the only voice I was hearing was the voice of the ego. And it was, you know, very dominant in its control. It was running all of my life. Mm-hmm. It was hearing other voices, you know, the echoes of my parents and my grandparents and the teachers in my life, the news, all of the input that I was getting from the outside through the five senses, that was, the tapes was continuously playing in there. But I didn't really have until I was already in my 40s, I think, before I began to realize that there was another way of being and that there was another possibility of being communicated with outside of my ears, you know, that the physical experience of sound, and that indeed there is a communication, a dialogue that can be experienced. And so for me, you know, for almost all my life, there was, you know, God was, as I had been introduced to the idea of God, was outside of me. And I remember the first time I really was beseeching God, This idea of God, was when I was just about in second grade, and my dog had run away. And I missed my dog. And I remember sitting in a lawn chair out in the yard, and I was just praying to God, you know, if you really love me, if you really are there, you know, you'll bring my dog back so I can be happy again, you know. Of course, I never saw the dog again because God doesn't answer those kinds of prayers. That was me asking God to fix the illusion, you know, to make the illusion better. The voice for God, as we learn through the Course of Miracles, is the Holy Spirit, which is nothing more than your right mind. It is that part of you that is one with God and not separate and is not asleep. And so the dreams that I had last night, you know, didn't change my day today because I don't need to go back in there and try to fix them tonight when I go back to sleep because they were just illusions. And so that's really how I, through A Course in Miracles and what I've learned, have come to be at peace for the most part with almost everything that's going on in my life. And yes, there are little triggers that I experience, you know, sometimes from the economic events or, you know, political events or, you know, health issues or whatever is happening. These are challenges and trials, which ultimately are opportunities for my learning. And I've come to understand that as well, that I'm the one that's creating, you know, that my higher self, my soul self, if you will, is setting up these things that I need to experience for its learning, for its ability to grow in wisdom and for us to move beyond these temporal ideas of our existence and to regain our mastery of knowing who and what we are. And so the first for me all my whole life was just that ego thoughts, my ego will, which is really just, to me, the ego thoughts. And so discovering that I could tune into and begin to know God in a new way was a revelation for me. And of course, the miracles really brought that for me. Before that, I was studying Buddhism, and I understood that, yeah, okay, I'm the dreamer of the dream, as Buddha said, but I didn't really realize that there was an ability to have a merging of mind, a connection with spirit. And A Course in Miracles brought that back around for me. And through my relationship now with Jesus, A Course in Miracles has helped to give me a relationship with Jesus in a way that I never really had before. Mm. And now I see that as a relationship of family, you know. So I guess I'm just sharing that to say that I do understand now that there's tremendous benefit in practicing meditation and quieting the mind so that I can begin to hear, be joined, and in dialogue with my higher self. And those experiences will be had by all of us. Many people are already having those kinds of experiences now, and I think A Course in Miracles has brought that about for a lot of people. And so eventually we let go of that, what is ultimately the second voice of the thoughts of the ego becomes second place. And I think that's what this lesson is really telling us, that we pay attention to the ego until we realize there's another voice. And then once we give that voice our full appreciation and begin to really connect with it, the ego becomes, which was formerly the first voice we listened to, ultimately becomes the second. And ultimately, it has no voice at all. We've joined with the voice for love. And then we become, as Jesus said, when you see me, you see the Father, we become the expression of that love, that voice for truth here in form and field. Mm.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Boy, it's ego deflating, huh?
Yeah.
I mean,
bad news for the ego.
And for that, you know, sense of rugged individualism, you know, that we so cherish, especially in our country, and the doing it on our own. And, you know, we so have admired that, you know, that storyline. Mm. You know, I pulled myself up by the bootstraps. I took the bull by the horns. I'm, you know, which I always joke is not a very smart thing to do. I even imagine in my mind's eye a ribbon, you know, second place. Nobody wants the second place ribbon in our world. You know, nobody, they want the first place, right? I mean, that's just kind of part of how we're raised in our culture. And now we're in this place where everybody gets a trophy, you know, and it's just very interesting, you know, egoic dynamic that the pendulum swings, and yet it still is missing the point that, that we got it all upside down and backwards, and we're just in this fun house, and and you can't really believe the distortions you see in the mirrors in the fun house. And
it's more like a house of horrors, isn't it?
Yeah. And you can't find your way out. And, you know, there's kind of deception every corner, because your senses were never meant to be what we rely upon. And, you know, there are extra sensory intuition, you know, pausing and going to spirit, which guides. And that can feel very scary and feel very counterintuitive in our world. But we're being asked to mature. Mm. And in our maturing, we go back to the beginning. And that seems even counterintuitive. And I even think of how, you know, the natural maturing process, you know, we expect an adolescent to explore their independence. But at some point when they're done doing that, they mature back into family. They mature back into, you know, being willing to be led. And so that's what we're being asked to do. And it is ego deflating. And it can really feel that way. But ultimately, the cry of what's God's will for me? What's God's will for me? Just kind of falls silent in this lesson. You know, indeed. So we really get to stop seeking for some elusive will that we think is out there for us, and we can come home to the surety and the certainty and the comfort that, oh, I can relax, that God's will is my will, and it's for me, it's good, it's, you know, it's not asking me to do something other than what my nature already is. And we can just relax. And so I took great comfort in the lesson, a previous lesson and teaching that said, I will stand back. I will step aside or stand back and let God lead. And that's what this one feels like again to me, that there's a certain sense of comfort in it, that I can let go of all this, you know, illusion of independence that only reveals sickness, suffering, loss, and death. I mean, what a bummer. And, you know, and that's not God's will for me. That's, you know, that's not God's will. And so to join with his is but to find my own. And it is that I be wholly safe, eternally at peace, and I happily share that will which God, my Father, Mother, gave as part of me. So the search is over. We return home. It's a journey without distance to a destination that never changed. Here we are. Mm. We are here. We are here. We are here. And so it is.
And so it is. I choose the second place to gain the first. Hmm. And so it is. Thank you, Mighty Companion, for joining us today. We love you. God bless you for being there. Stay the course. We will return.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander to temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send my love over the sea. I send my love into the heavens and into